evening. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. Glad to have you aboard, and we're ready to rock and roll this evening. Got a couple thoughts for you, folks. It's Christmas time. It's a cheerful, happy time of the year, and we've got a lot to talk to you about tonight. But let me give you a thought. Have you ever heard this? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's what we're talking about here on Fearless Radio, folks. You know, there's not a whole heck of a lot we can do about what's happening that we may not like in our country. We don't have control over what happens in national policy and international policy. We don't have control over what might happen with the banking system. But I'll tell you what we got control of. We have control of us. And we can determine the extent to which we have freedom and liberty by eliminating every dependency that we can possibly eliminate. Now, you've heard us talk before about putting in a supply of food so we're not dependent on the imports and the goodwill of the system to provide what we've got. We've talked about some of the things that are scary about the controls that are being placed. But the one thing that we can do, we can look at our families and we can say, the extent to which I am independent, the extent to which I am capable of taking care of myself in every aspect of my life is the extent to which I personally take back my own family's liberty and have the true American way of life of being free of bondage. Now, this program, we will be bringing Jim Phillips on with a continuation of the program that we've been having you work on. But we're going to be discussing something that's really important. We connected some dots this last week that you need to be aware of. Those dots are connected with indebtedness. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. On this program, we have within the Fearless Task Force the capability of working with you folks in every phase of your life that you need to become independent. You know, we talk a lot about emergency and disaster preparedness stuff, about having your food in. We talk about getting healthy before things get to the point where your dependency on the conventional medicine is terminal. And then we've talked a bit about debt and the fact that it's crucial that we get out of debt. In this program, as we get going here, we're going to be discussing something that's absolutely crucial to your existence. Want you to, in this next break, grab yourself a pen and paper and take notes on the issues that we're going to be discussing. This is your life, my friends. This is your future. This is your existence. And we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those can be challenged, but you can protect them. And we'll see you on the flip side of this break.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Radio, and we're talking tonight a little bit about debt structure. I know this has got to be near and dear to your heart. I was sitting there, Babs and I were talking last week, and I was discussing Christmases. And I don't know if any of you have ever had this experience, but I've had a lot of Christmases where things were a little bit slim and a little bit tight, and I was sitting there when the 6 kids were opening their pretty packages, and I was thinking, oh, man, this is cool, while they were opening the presents. And then the thought hit me, yeah, but January 1st and the bills are going to come, and I am going to have to deal with the fact that I sold my soul to the money lenders to do a Christmas deal. You got to realize, folks, that something is happening in this country that you need to be aware of. And as you know, our objective here on Fearless Radio is to have solutions, not point out problems. But you need to know about something. The bankruptcy laws in this country have changed. It used to be that when people had credit card and consumer debt, that it was not collateralized, and so yeah, if things got a little bit tight and they let it slide just a little bit, yeah, it might affect their credit rating, but it wasn't anything that was very threatening. Now it's no longer possible to have those forgiven through bankruptcy. And in thinking about that, it occurs that we have kind of an interesting situation. You remember, many of you have heard me rant and rave about the importance that families have of getting a food supply in so they can be independent when the food shortage is hit and everything. And we were putting together the concept that, okay, now what's going to happen? We know that we're going to have runaway inflation pretty soon, and we know that we're already dealing with food shortages, particularly the stuff that we can store for long periods of time. And so what's going to happen is a lot of the families that don't have a supply of food in, and it's going to be the majority, believe me, those of us that are putting in a supply of food are the Lone Ranger. But I think we might have a solution for some of that problem also here. But the fact is that those that don't have a supply of food in, as inflation goes up, it's going to go up on food the fastest of anything, particularly because we're going to have shortages, and also that's something that everybody has no choice about. And what's going to happen is that as families in their debt structure, where they're paying out everything that they've got to pay the credit card companies and the consumer debt operations, along with their too high house payments and their too high car payments, as the crunch hits and inflation hits food, they will more and more have difficulty to buy the groceries they need every week. What's going to happen is the natural tendency is, if you have to choose between the credit card debt and the groceries, well, not collateralized, so they're going to have to buy groceries. Then all of a sudden, they'll be behind on the credit cards. Now, let me tell you what's happening. A lot of you have gotten credit cards. I had one fellow that called us on this debt thing that we're working on here at Fearless Radio, and he said, you know, I had perfect credit. I had one credit card company that had a fairly low rate, and for some reason or other, I was just late a couple days. They bounced my interest rate up to 29%. I fussed at them, and they said, well, you know, and he'd been with them for 3 years. He fussed at them, and they said, well, keep your nose clean for about 6 months, and we'll see about lowering it some. This is the type of thing that goes on. And I had another fellow call in, and he said he got an $18,000 credit limit card sent to him with no interest for the first year. Why on earth are they doing this? Is it possible that for the last 15 or 20 years, all of this free credit, easy credit, that has gotten human nature going where people feel like they have free money that they can spend and they don't realize that they're going to have to pay the piper? The fact is that is there a plan that says, let's get everybody hooked and up to their eyeballs in debt and let them feel like, gee whiz, it's not collateralized, so if I end up having to be a little late or can't afford to pay it, we can kind of just let that slide, and we'll get hit with a few stripes, you know, like it says in the scriptures, I'll be beat with a few stripes, and then I'll just kind of repent and get it straightened out. Now, all of a sudden, what does it mean that the bankruptcy laws have been changed so that these non-collateralized debts can't be forgiven? Is it possible that in the very near future some teeth will be put into these and we will have something called debt crime? That's an interesting thought. And somehow, in my little pea-picking brain way back 5 days ago when all of this fell together, I had a remembrance of old Mother England and why so many of our forefathers ended up coming to the New World. They were getting out of Dodge because they were released from what prison? Was it debtor's prison? Gee, now if consumer debt can't be released by bankruptcy, is it possible we'll have something in the very near future called debt crime? And I don't want to bring up the subject, but many of the people that have been out there on the fringe for a lot of years, the last 10, 15, 20 years, and people on the websites that are the whistleblowers that are saying, hey, there's something wrong here. There's something that stinks. Something's going on. We don't understand what's going on. I was on Derry Brownfield. Some of you may have heard it this last week, and we talked about these things called prison camps, detention centers that are being built, have been being built by the hundreds all over the country. And everybody was always wondering, what are they going to be filled with? Are these going to be junkies, people that use drugs? We're told that they're nonviolent criminals. What would a nonviolent criminal be? All of a sudden, now, I'm kind of slow. You know, my daddy used to say, son, sometimes you get an idea, and really, a blind hog can root up an acorn once in a while. You're bound to come up with something good. All of a sudden, I had this lightning bolt hit that said, I think I know how those prisons are going to be filled. Now, I know this is going to be sounding inflammatory, but just think about it. Thousands and thousands of our people are up to their eyeballs in debt structure that has been meticulously orchestrated to take advantage of the weaknesses of human nature. They've been forced into situations where for emergencies and for rough times, they've gone into debt. Other times they've gone into debt because of love and caring. They want to get nice things for their wives and their kids, and they want to make sure that they have the best. And so they put it on the card, and they pay for it later. And there are also some damn fool things that we get into debt for, and we don't even want to talk about those because that'll embarrass the daylights out of you. But we have fathers this Christmas, the breadwinners, and you'll be starting to hear on RBN and some of the other radio programs a little one-minute spot that I wrote that tells you that there will be breadwinners in homes that are cheered by the Christmas holiday season and watching their kids and their wives open the pretty presents. At the same time, they have a desperately sinking feeling that they have literally sold their souls to the moneylenders. And we've got to get out of debt. Whether it's love and caring that you got into debt for, whether it's a family emergency that you got into debt for, or it's just some dadgum stupid thing that you did, you've got to get out of debt. And what we're going to talk about is the Fearless Task Force as a means by which you can get in touch with us, and without these stupid fees and things, without getting into a situation where you're being ripped off by the credit counselors and all these people that ruin your credit at the same time they charge you large fees and do no good for you. We can do it, and we can help you grab yourself by your bootstraps, get yourself out of debt, get your food supplies in, do the things that you need to do, and it's not going to cost you a dime, except just get in touch with us and let us help you, and then you get busy and help others do the same thing by helping us get in touch with them. Anyway, let me give you some information. Okay, you're going to call 800-409-5633. And if you want information on this through the Fearless Task Force, all you do is make sure that you leave your name and your email address and your phone number. Make sure that email address is stated very, very clearly. We aren't going to be, when I did this on Derry Brownfield, we just got covered up, and you guys were leaving messages. We aren't going to be able to answer them a Sunday night, for Pete's sake, but leave messages, and we will get back to you, preferably by email, because that's fastest and quickest. But 800-409-5633. And steve@efoodsdirect.com. We got a break, and we're going to bring some heavyweights on after this break. See you in a minute.
Yeah. If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Order the DVD of a lifetime. Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Yes, we're back. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. We're talking about debt structure and all of that kind of stuff tonight. However, we are going to take about 10 minutes. I have Jim Phillips on the line. He has been running shotgun here on this operation for quite some time. We've been talking to you. We've been every program so far, we've been discussing all of the steps that we need to have everyone on in getting themselves prepared and ready and working with their water and their sanitation and all this kind of stuff and food. And Jim has kind of finalized the four areas that we're going to be concentrating on. And, Jim, I'd like to kind of have you go through that tonight. And we've got a real treat. A fellow by the name of Boris Benz is going to be coming on with us. He's listening in and evaluating what we say, of course, I'm sure. But anyway, he's going to be coming on when we get really seriously into debt structure and helping you guys get out of it. But, Jim, lay it on us. What do you got?
Well, you know, as you and I have talked, there's kind of four areas that people can get into trouble. There's also, you might think of how people get put into bondage. You know, if you're not prepared to deal with emergencies, then you have to go stand in the line. You find a place where somebody can help you with your heat or water or something else, and now you're going to be standing in line and giving up your ability to act on your own. So that's one way. Another way, of course, and this is one you talk about all the time, Steve, and that is if you don't have food, then you're standing in the bread line or the line to get your ticket or your chip or whatever it is, so you can go down and buy your foods. And then you have health and wellness is another way that people lose their freedom or their ability to take care of themselves, whether you get tied into a system or you can't afford to pay for your medical because of how that works, or you're just so sick that you can't take care of yourself. You lose your freedoms that way. And, of course, one that you've been talking about is in the area of debt. And debt affects all of them, because if you can't afford to pay for things, now you've got to go find somebody else that's supposed to take care of you, I guess. And so all of those things will put people into bondage. And that's what we're talking about, getting them out. You know, my specialty has been, and for a long time, is in this area of teaching people to prepare for the emergencies. And that's where we run the series of programs, and I'm putting together more and more of this outline. I mean, I've had it done, but now I'm putting some references to it so people can build their own manual. And we're going to go back through those sections talking about the concepts. And these eight things that people have heard me mention, we'll be able to drill into them a little deeper. This is kind of my list of concepts or principles, those being the clothing and your water, sanitation, nutrition, shelter, wellness, tools, and supplies, how those all fit together. And we've broken that down into a series of programs. We'll keep rotating around over the weeks and digging into them, along with talking about the things in the health and the wellness and the debt and the food, because they all do fit together. And if you've lost it in one area, you literally lose it in the others. If you have all the food you'd ever want and all the water that you ever want, but you froze to death, what's the point? Or if you died of cholera and you had everything else, you know, what's happened here? So you've got to take care of this basically across the board, but there are some beginning places to get started. Some people are fairly well prepared. Some people are just barely getting started. We can help everybody in these areas. So that's what we'll continue to talk about every Sunday, digging into these things a little deeper.
And the thing is that as we get into these folks, you know, there's so much more to each one of these issues than what we can cover on our program. For example, just the issue of the clothing that you heard Jim talk about a couple programs ago. What you've got to do is allow us to bring up the issue, bring up the reason that you should be concerned, but then freedom is not a spectator sport, for Pete's sake. You have to get your fat butt off the bench and get into the game. Otherwise, it's going to be just like an armchair quarterback. They're going out there, and who makes the box? The guy that's out there throwing the football, not you sitting there wasting your getting in trouble with your wife because you didn't clean the chandelier or something. I don't know what it is. But the fact is that all we can do is raise the issue. All we can do is say, hey, look into this clothing thing. You aren't going to buy anything down at the sporting goods store that's going to do what you can do if you build your own or get a hold of some from Jim. And I understand on the clothing, which is near and dear to my heart since it's stinking cold right now, I understand that you've got things underway to maybe have some folks doing some home industry and actually building these for folks that want them built for them. Is that correct?
We're doing that. I'm getting the premium materials in. I've got some of the backing that we need. The stuff will go back into production. Of course, I've always been teaching people how to make their own. I will keep doing that. We'll also have kits available if you want some of the harder steps done. And then there'll be finished items, you know, if the dollars is not a big issue, then you can just buy them done and move on to something else. And I'll tell you how well this stuff works. My house, I'm at about 6,200 feet. We've been below zero now for a week every night. And three nights ago, I was outside having to beat on one of my cars, and it was below zero. And I'm out there working on the thing in the night. You can do that when your clothing is right.
There you go. All right, we got another break coming up. I've got one more comment after the break, and then we're going to get into the fun stuff. Hey, see you on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. Just basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
I've got Jim Phillips on the line with me. We've been discussing the stuff we always discuss with you. I got to make one last point. Remember I said freedom is not a spectator sport, and we have to get off our fat butts and get off the bench and get into the game. What I mean by that is when we raise an issue on Fearless Radio, it's because it's a real concern and we know where it comes from. We might not be able to give you all the background on it. But if somebody comes up and mentions, hey, you got to have at least a 3 or 4 year supply of food, don't just poo-poo it and say, oh, these guys are smoking something. At least do yourself a favor. Do whatever research it takes for you to understand why these wild-eyed radicals that scream and holler at you on Fearless Radio would say something like that. Call us up. Ask us why. Don't just discount it. We're talking about your life here. Anything that we tell you on this program is the answer to a very real problem. Now, we've got a whole lot of people in this country that take notes on what Alex Jones and some of the whistleblowers say and scare themselves to death, but those are all problems. What we are concentrating on is solutions. We can solve every problem that we're facing. If you'll just listen to us and take it beyond what we say, If Jim says you gotta not depend on sporting goods clothing, you gotta make your own, don't discount it and say, well, my Gore-Tex is just as good as his. You don't know that. We wouldn't be saying if it wasn't true. Do enough research so that you realize how important it is to do something about it. Now, it's the same way with this debt thing we're gonna just about getting into. When you're in a battle, and believe me, folks, we are in a war. This is a war for the independence and the freedom of the souls of mankind, namely Americans. I didn't quote the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Remember that, under God. They can take God out of the schools, they can take God out of the courts, but they got it in the dadgum Pledge of Allegiance, and they're going to have a hell of a time taking it out. Anyway, so that's my soapbox for tonight. But when you're in a battle, what's the most important thing you've got? Old General George Patton had eyes and ears all over the place, and he was collecting intelligence. Intelligence is the way you win battles. Now, what we're trying to do here on Fearless Radio is not blow the whistle on what bad is happening, but we're gathering the intelligence of what it means and giving you the answers to how you can keep your freedom and deal with it. You plan your battle strategy after you get the intelligence. It's a dadgum stinking fool that gets intelligence and says, hey, they're going to come over the hill, and then just sits there and say, damn, they're going to come over the hill. Mama, they're going to come and get me. No. If you know that they're going to come over the hill, you say, let's see, I'm at the bottom of the hill. What am I going to do to deal with this? And that's what we're talking about, debt structure. Okay, here's the deal. Everybody knows everybody's in debt. They're up to their eyeballs. What was the strategy that got them there? Very simply, easy credit and the concept of buy today, pay for tomorrow. And Babs Rosberg, that works with me here, says to me, what makes you think that if you don't have the money to pay for it today and so you stick it on a silly credit card, that you're going to have the money tomorrow to pay for it? And what happens is that people have virtually the reverse of tithing. Instead of being ahead of the game, they're actually living on borrowed money, and it gets worse and worse because, think about this, guys, if you go out and spend $200, put it on your credit card, and pay for Christmas, you know, with that $200, you spend $1,000, put it on your credit card, and pay for Christmas, how much did that, you got it on sale, right? They had a Christmas special, only cost $1,000. Put it on a credit card. How much are you going to pay for that? Roughly speaking, you're going to pay about a third more. It's going to take you 2 years, okay, at some of these high interest rates. Do you realize that that thing just cost you $1,500, and you didn't get a stinking thing for the $500 except the goodwill of the credit card company that will cancel you if you miss a payment? How's that for an attitude? Okay, but we've got debt structure. Now let's put the dots together. Boris Benz is a man that I just met this last week.
Hello, Jim.
Huh?
Hello. Can you hear me all right?
Anyway, he's a fun guy, and I learned some things about him. I had talked about this thing that the Fearless group is able to do with people's debts, and that we can eliminate them. It doesn't cost a whole bunch of fees to do it. There are no fish hooks in it. It's not crooked. It's not playing the game of trying to make the debts illegal and all this kind of goofiness where they hand you your head back to you on a plate with a bunch of judgments. This is just legitimately paying off the stuff, doing it four or five times faster than people can do it otherwise, and saving hundreds of thousands of dollars for them doing it. But anyway, Boris had heard me talk, and he called in. He's been working with debt negotiation. What, for doctors, Boris?
Well, I for doctors to just simply teach him how to run their practices without losing money, and many doctors do lose money these days. Sometimes people think that doctors have all the money in the world. Not anymore, my dear friends, not anymore. So, but I worked in debt negotiation. In fact, I managed some of the debt negotiation companies, and I worked as a debt negotiator, and I worked in trenches in this industry, so I really know how it works. So I call them debt management industry, and there are different type of debt management companies. Some of them consolidators, some of them credit counselors, some are debt negotiators. And as you mentioned, there are some, the few of them, so-called debt elimination companies, which I really do not recommend anyone in engaging in, because it could backfire. It could backfire, and the consequences could be dire straits, really. So.
Yeah, I talked to a fellow just this last week, Boris, that he had gotten with the term debt elimination is kind of interesting. When it's used by these groups that try and prove legally that there's no justification for these people who have lent money to be able to collect it and try and play the game of the constitutional right to use usury and all this kind of stuff. What happened is this fella got involved, and they paid these guys a huge fee, and he ended up with 7 judgments against him as a result of the fact that the courts kind of looked at it and snickered and said, these guys have been smoking something. The guys took off with his fee and left him with judgments and more debt than he had before.
Yeah,
that stuff is just ridiculous.
Yeah, that does sound quite familiar, because in many cases that's what happens. In some cases, judges decide in the favor of the debtor. But the truth is, look, no matter what, credit card companies, they are not simply going to just waive this debt and admit, oh, yeah, we didn't properly structure the loan documents, and therefore we cannot justify that we lend this money, because basically the principle of this debt elimination is to lender doesn't have the right to issue credit, period, the end of story, all right? So based on that technicality that, you know, credit card companies failed to comply with the law, debt elimination companies basically raise the question, dispute the validity of the loan, and then they basically, you know, write a letter saying, you send me papers, you know, whether this loan is legal or not. Of course, a credit card company doesn't have such papers, so therefore loan is in default. Well, everything seems to be peachy because, you know, it takes just a couple of letters to do it. But then credit card companies sue you in court, and the vast majority of cases, judges actually will decide against you. So as you said, you know, you will end up in with a judgment plus the money that you owe, plus the, you know, the court fees, and yeah, this is not a very good situation to be in.
And let's just look at it morally, guys. Okay,
that's right.
We know that these guys aren't moral, but we should be. The fact is, we borrowed the stinking money. We borrowed the money. We got the advantage of it, and that's right. We agreed to pay the interest, even though, you know, human nature says, you know, it's easy, you know, what we can do today, we can forget about tomorrow. We'll take care of that tomorrow. Eat, drink, and be merry. That's human nature, and you can talk about that. But the fact is, you borrowed the stinking money. So
that's
the way,
right.
The way we're doing it with the Fearless Group is we're paying them back. We're just using the banking system that they use to take advantage of it, and manipulate us. We just do it in reverse, and as a result, we pay them back. We pay them back everything that they are owed, but we do it in such a way that they don't really hammer us to death with the interest. We get it paid off faster, and it's perfectly legal. There's nothing challengeable about it, and it works.
Yes. Now, and may
go ahead.
Okay. Basically, the truth is, it's all, if you want to be effective with handling your debts, it's all about how you structure the repayment of interest. If you have a professional that knows how it can be handled, then it is really the best way to just simply repay what you owe in an honorable fashion, and you don't have to, you know, jump through the hoops and engage in some kind of activities that you shouldn't be engaging in the first place. Because, look, two wrongs do not make one right.
That's right.
So just in an honorable fashion, you're repaying your debt, but you are not being taken for a ride by the banks. You simply repay them what is fair. You repay them a certain amount of interest. You repay them the principal. But again, it's all about the strategy, how to properly structure the repayment of your interest.
That's right. And now let's talk just a little bit. We're coming up to some time limitations here in this hour, and I really want to get into something that you and I talked about, Boris.
Uh-huh.
And, folks, I don't want you to be uncomfortable with this. We're not trying to scare you. But here again, this is intelligence. Reason for you to establish a battle plan. One of the dots that I connected, follow this scenario. As inflation hits food and as people who are in debt to the point where they can just barely buy their groceries now get to the point where they can't afford groceries and to pay their credit card debt or their consumer debt, they will have to choose food. Now, with the bankruptcy laws not forgiving consumer debt and credit card debt now, we have a situation where that will put them in jeopardy. Now, Boris was raised, or he was born, in Russia. Came here.
Yes.
Boris, tell the folks what you told me about the similarities here and the potential for these prisons.
Well, yes. As we had our nice conversation, I remember that I told you, yes, we do have tremendous similarities between Soviet Union, which I left close to 20 years ago, and what is going on in the United States right now. I mean, we are talking similarities all the way to using the same slogans. You know, those are many of the slogans that are being used in mass media today are basically old Soviet slogans. They just translated into English. And there is so much, you know. But what I would like to emphasize upon that, you know, we all have been taught to pay attention to words, you know, communism, capitalism, and we were truly believing that we were representing two different systems. And in a way, yes, we were. But the fact is that no matter what you call it, no matter what you call it, I look at what's going on right now in the United States, the laws, the freedoms we are losing on a daily basis, the mass debt, basically confining people to doing whatever you told, because if you don't, then you simply eventually will end up without the food. What I see is basically the same communist ideas that were fully implemented in Soviet Union for so long, and right now they're being heavily promoted and implemented in the United States. And debt is a very powerful tool that was used through thousands of years. You know, this is not a new concept to control populations through debt. This is not a new concept. It didn't just happen 20 years ago. It was happening for thousands of years. That's how elite always controls masses, through food, through hunger, through wars, and through implementing certain ideas in their mind, because there's always have to be an enemy, see? we just have to have an enemy. You know, it was Soviet Union, but if you ask yourself, what do you think, people in Soviet Union were really eager to overtake the United States? No, we didn't care. All we wanted just to live, you know, the next day, survive. And the same in the United States. I don't believe that regular folks were, thrilled at the idea to start war with Russia. No, not at all. But for some reason, there are always small groups somewhere at the top in every government that will tell you always that there is an enemy. They have an opposing system. They have opposing ideas. They hate you, and therefore, well, natural outcome, you've got to hate them.
Yeah.
And
well, the scenario that came to mind back when we connected the dots here at Fearless,
mm-hmm.
of the next step, since these debts can't be forgiven through bankruptcy, what would be the next step? Do people think that the banking system is going to just forget about all of that stuff when they no longer are having to because of the relief of bankruptcy?
Well,
what's the next scenario as people are not able to pay these and they can't get them off their books?
Well, it never happened before through history where banks would just forgive their debts. You know, they take property if debt,
if it's collateralized.
Well, exactly. But see, what right now, basically, if you think about it a little bit outside of the box, credit card debts have become collateralized after that law. And they will be collateralized by your labor. Whether it's, you know, certain camp, or maybe you have to work after work, you know, you have to go and work for some corporation at the minimum wage, do a lot of work, and repay your debts through your labor.
Let's hold that thought until this next break is over, Boris. Thank you much. Hang on, and we'll be right back, folks.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. Just basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hey, this is Steve Shank back with Fearless Radio. And we have Boris Benz and Jim Phillips on the line with us. And we're talking about some stuff, but I'm interested in that last commercial that says 90% of the income the families are paying off consumer debts. Man, we couldn't have asked for a better ad right there, could you guys?
Yes, I was thinking about that too.
Well, but folks, you gotta listen to this. You gotta listen to this. Boris just hit the nail right on the head. But before I let him repeat it again, I've got to give you the numbers to contact us for working with getting your debts paid off 4 or 5 times faster than you are able to right now, just because the techniques are there, and for getting yourself in a situation where you literally can be free. You've got to give us a call, 800-409-5633, or email us at steve@efoodsdirect.com, and we'll get you some information. We'll get you plugged into this system, and you can also help us help others. Now, Boris, one last shot. Listen to this, guys. He hit the nail right on the head. We don't have to worry about collateralized debt. That is already collateralized. They can take the house or whatever. But how have they collateralized the consumer debt, Boris?
Well, again, it's collateralized by the future labor, because if you look at the Chapter 13 bankruptcy, and that's what they offer right now to the consumers, Chapter 7 is obsolete, basically. So Chapter 13 bankruptcy clearly states the court will decide how much money to take from you, and right now they stretched out Chapter 13 bankruptcy up to 5 years, and they simply will take this money from you. But you know, this is a very interesting situation where, let's say you're going to court, and let's say you have a job, and hopefully your job is not shipped out to India yet, so you still have a job. And based on that situation, you know, court will decide, all right, so now this is what you're going to end up paying. And by the way, Chapter 13 bankruptcy, this is very interesting, my dear listeners, because, look, they will only let you to keep as much money as needed in their views as needed to survive. So basically, you will be left with very, very little. You maybe would be able to buy a donut here and there, you know, and that's all the free spending money you will get. The rest will go to your creditors. And
yeah, Jim, you made the statement that it's voluntary.
Well, it is voluntary right now because we've all signed up for that. You know, if you have debt, we said, I volunteer to pay this back. We get to choose how, when, and where, and sort of how much we pay. But once you lose control, and once your freedom is being given up to that under the demands of a court, it's no longer voluntary as to how much, when, where, what you get to do. So you've lost the ability to make your choices.
Yes.
Yeah, and the ability to choose is what we call, let me think, what's that F word?
Yeah, I think
it's
the F word.
it's the F word. It's called freedom. It's called freedom, folks. And that's what we're talking about. Give us a call, 800-409-5633, or on the web, email us at steve@efoodsdirect.com. We're wrapping up this hour. We'll be back with you the next hour. Stay tuned. We love you, and we're going to help every way we flippin' well can, guys. Hang on, Boris. Hang on, Jim, and we'll see you on the other side.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.